Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Who won the first Super Bowl game?
Green Bay Packers, 35-10 over the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's too easy. Let me find another one.
What are you guys doing?
Playing sports trivia. Okay, here's a good one. Who was the first head coach of the New York Jets?
Reeve Eubank.
You got it.
Dauber! Dauber!
Hold it down. Kelly's in the team room. She's studying for a history exam. Come on, sorry.
Okay, here's a real brain buster. What college football program has produced the most All-Americans?
Yale. Yeah.
You guys are great. You know everything in the world. You're like encyclopedias.
Excuse me. Guys, I'm really embarrassed to even ask you this, but I have been studying so long, my brain is just gone. Who was the Prime Minister of England during the Second World War? That's okay. I'll look it up.
Geez, I'm sorry, Kelly.
Okay, who kicked the longest field goal in NFL history?
Tom Dempsey.
New Orleans Saints.
63 yards.
You guys are geniuses.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that question you asked me earlier today. The answer's Winston Churchill.
It's okay, Dad.
No, I didn't want you thinking your dad didn't know anything about history. Come on, I mean, I was a history major, and I certainly didn't want you thinking I didn't know who the Prime Minister of England was during the Second World War.
Well, actually, the real question was, who was the Prime Minister of England at the beginning of the Second World War? It was Neville Chamberlain.
That's right, honey.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, my specialty, sweetheart, was ancient history.
It's okay. You know, I know you're a smart guy, Dad.
No, I'm not trying to make a point or anything. I just want you to know that history is something I know about. Hey, if you ever want to know anything about Alexander the Great, I'm the guy to see, honey.
I got to get to class, Dad.
I did a paper on him once.
I'd like to read it sometime.
Yeah. Did you know he died in Babylon at the age of 32? 32!
Coach, you're never gonna believe what Luther just found out.
I was just in the men's room and I heard that Earl Resendoe's widow is thinking about making a big donation to the basketball program.
Basketball program?
Yeah, that's what Coach Moses told Hard Burley in his office.
I thought you said you were in the men's room.
Yeah, well, I was. Hard Burley's office is right next to the men's room. If you lie down on the floor and put your ear up to vent, you can hear everything.
I can't believe basketball is getting the money that we're supposed to
get. Oh, man, I gotta tell you, this stinks. Everybody knows that Earl Resendoe loved football, and everybody knows that when he died, he was going to give us the $10 million to build that new athletic center.
Everyone knows he didn't put it in his will.
Whether he put it in his will or not, those were his intentions. Can't believe his widow thinks that money's hers.
It would make so much difference in our recruiting if we had that athletic center.
I can't let Terrence Moses get that money.
What can you do?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go over there and talk to her again. That's what the hell I can do.
Sheesh, can you believe this house? How much do you think a place like this costs?
I have no idea.
That's what I was thinking.
Luth, you wait for me out here. If I need you, I'll call you, okay? Hello, Miss Resendoe.
Coach Fox.
Boy, I really appreciate you seeing me on such short notice.
Well, you said you were leaving for Europe in the morning, so I didn't see any harm in squeezing you in. I suppose you're back to try to raise money for that football team of yours.
Well, actually, I want to broach with you once again the subject of the Earl J. Resendoe Memorial Athletic Center.
Coach Fox, we've discussed this before. I have no intention of giving you $10 million. You know I don't care for football.
But Earl did.
But I don't.
It was Earl's money.
But it's mine now.
Well, then, let me just ask you a question, Mrs. Resendoe. Are you planning to give that money to the basketball program?
Oh, that's what this is all about.
No, this is about my love for Earl. But are you planning to give it to basketball?
Only because I was taken with Terence Moses. I met him at a political fundraiser, and I found him very sensitive and intelligent and concerned with the same things I'm concerned with.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Risendow. The guy is just after your money. He'll say anything. You know, I could play that game, too. I could pretend to be concerned about the plight of the world, but I'm no hypocrite. I don't care about any of that stuff. What I care about is the memory of Earl J. Risendow and the 56,000 square feet of athletic center that would help preserve it.
Coach Fox, if nothing else, you are tenacious. I suppose that deserves to be rewarded.
You do?
I'm writing you a check. It is something Earl would have wanted. And maybe by doing this now, we can avoid going through this ritual next year.
Why, Mrs. Risendow, this is great. Never in a million years did I think I'd come in here this afternoon and walk out with a check for $1,000.
That won't build an athletic center, but maybe it will buy bandages or something.
Listen, I don't want to seem ungrateful or anything. I mean, it's not like $1,000 isn't a lot of money, but, gee, Earl would have spent this in one day on cheesecake and cigars.
If he hadn't, you'd be talking to him. But he did, and you're not, and I'm afraid you'll have to leave. I have a very busy afternoon. I'm having a cocktail party for the Canine Kindness Society, and I really have to get ready.
Canine Kindness Society?
It's a favorite charity of mine.
The one that's nice to dogs?
Yes.
You're heavily involved in that?
I'm on the board of directors.
Oh, God.
Is something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's wrong with me. I had no idea you were involved in the Canine Kindness Society. I can't take this check.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I can't let this be going to football when I know it could be going to the dogs. I know you and I have our differences about football and basketball, but when it comes to the welfare and those miraculous golden-hearted animals, there can't be any differences between us. In fact, I'm going to give you a check to contribute to the society.
Are you serious?
I'm going to leave this blank, Mrs. Risendow. And don't hesitate to take what you need, keeping in mind that I am not a rich man. There's one who's concerned with the same things you are. I hope you have a wonderful evening tonight, and God bless you and all the work you're doing.
Coach Fox.
Hmm?
Are you sincere about this?
When have I ever... Of course I'm sincere.
I had no idea that you were a dog lover.
Well, I'm not a dog lover. I'm a dog worshiper.
I take it you have dogs?
I have a dog. King. He's not a pedigree or anything, but I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for that wonderful fellow.
Oh?
Let's just leave it at that, Mrs. Risendow. I want you to get back to your party. It was good to see you again.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you wouldn't be here today if it weren't for King?
I mean, the King saved my life.
How?
Well, it was in a snowstorm. And on a Sunday night, and I was driving back from church. And on the way back, the storm started, and I just skidded off the road and went into a snowbank, and I was entombed. And I thought I was going to freeze to death. All of a sudden, I heard this. You guessed it. Scratching at the window. And I looked up, and there was this wet nose pressed against the glass. It's like a wet nose from heaven. It So I rolled down the window and in crawled this magnificent animal. And we huddled there together for I don't know how long. I passed in and out of consciousness so many times. And only the warmth of King's body kept me alive. And I awoke, and the snowstorm had abated, and King looked at me, licked my face a couple of times. Nobody in the region had ever seen King before, so naturally I adopted him, and we've been together ever since.
That is one of the most heroic stories of canine courage I've ever heard.
Thank you.
You really should meet the people in the Canine Kindness Society. Why don't you come to the party tonight?
Me?
And I want you to tell them that story exactly the way you told it to me.
And I want to be able to.
Will I see you tonight?
You can count on it.
Oh, and bring King.
Huh?
We must meet this animal.
You want to have dogs at your party?
We're all dog lovers.
Well, I don't know. King's not much of a party animal.
I insist. I'll see you at 5 o'clock.
We'll be here. The King and I.
This is a lot of work, Hagen. You're not going to fool Mrs. Risley, though.
If the only thing standing between us and a $10 million athletic center is a stupid dog, we're going to find a stupid dog.
Okay, I'm going to go along with this one time. If you promise me never, never to lie again as long as you live.
I promise.
Liar.
Can I help you?
Yeah. We are looking for a very special dog.
A dog that could have rescued someone from a snowstorm. You know, something like a Great Dane or a St. Bernard or like a German Shepherd.
Ah, yes. I know exactly the kind of dog you're looking for.
Great!
We have nothing like that.
I mean, you're a pound. You have tons of dogs.
And we did. We had several tons, right up until Christmas Eve. And then, as happens every year, dozens of people came in at the last minute and adopted dogs for their kids.
Are you telling me you don't have any dogs?
I'm telling you, we don't have the wonder dog you're in need of.
Okay, maybe it doesn't have to be a gigantic dog. Maybe it all has to be a smart dog.
Ah, yes, in that case, I can help you. This is an extremely intelligent dog. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh. We call him Yoda.
Are you joking? This isn't a dog, it's a pull toy. Come on. A dog.
Well, the only other one we have is over here. Let me see if he's awake. Ah, yes. It's full of beans. Come on. Yes, this is Quincy.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing.
He's not doing anything.
You ever had a basset?
No.
You ever had a ficus tree?
Yeah?
Well, they're pretty much the same thing.
I can't believe this. You mean these are our choices? This one doesn't even look like a dog, and this one looks like a bag a dog used to be in.
Excuse me, I better get that phone.
Oh, Luther, man, Mrs. Risendo's never going to believe this dog saved my life.
Well, I don't know, Hayden. I can believe this dog saved your life. I mean, look at those big eyes, those ears, those feet. Yeah, you could be a hero, couldn't you?
Listen to him wheeze. I think he likes me. Let's get him.
What do you mean, let's get him? Luther, the dog doesn't do anything.
Well, you know he doesn't do anything. We haven't even given him a chance. You'd be amazed when you see what I can teach this dog.
Isn't that right?
Hey, come on, Quincy, show him what you can do. Come on! Come on, roll over! Roll over! Come on, Quincy! Come on, roll over! Roll over! Sit up! Sit up! Bang! 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 Sit up! Roll over! Come on, shake hands! Stay!
You see that? Stand is the hardest thing for a dog to learn. He picked it up just like that.
Luther, we are in trouble. No one's going to believe this dog's a hero.
Doesn't have to be heroic at the party, Hayden. All he has to do is make people fall in love with him, and they will. I mean, just look at him. He's got that certain something in his eyes.
I think those are cataracts.
So, have you decided?
Come on, let's get him.
Oh, let's get him. Okay, how much for Mr. Excitement here?
$15, and that includes a shot.
Well, that wouldn't be a shot of adrenaline, would it?
Why don't you Why don't you bring him to the office and we'll sort out the paperwork? I think you'll have years of enjoyment.
Oh, no, we're not having years of enjoyment. We'll have about 3 or 4 hours of enjoyment, and then I'm bringing him back. Come on, Quincy.
Come on, boys. Come on, we're gonna try. We got a brand new home. We gotta look at this. Hayden! Okay, he's gotta get it. Minnesota. Come on.
I'm wonderful now that you're here. Thank you for flying up on such short notice.
Oh, well, this is a very special occasion. We're finally going to get to breed the two finest Afghans in North America.
I want to introduce you to some people. Charles, would you take Lady Caroline?
Certainly, madam.
God, I hope this works.
I'll tell you, Lewis, my confidence is waning already.
Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about a thing, baby. This is going to be a great dog someday. You watch and see.
I'm not going to watch and see. I'm going to get him back to the pound as soon as this is over.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to keep him.
For what? To keep your back door open?
This dog has a lot of love to give, Hayden. You'll see.
Oh, Coach Fox, there you are.
Hi, Miss Risendell.
What do we have here?
This is King.
This is the dog that saved your life?
Yeah, and it took a lot out of him, as you can see.
This animal dug you out of a snowbank?
Yeah? Can you imagine my surprise?
Coach Fox, may I speak to you in private for a moment?
Oh, of course. Booth, why don't you watch King?
Well, let me take him outside and pull him up and down the driveway. He seemed to like that when he came in.
No, why don't you just stay here with him, watch him?
Dear, would you look at that adorable face?
Thank you. I'm Luther Van Dam.
Coach Fox, at what point do we put an end to this charade?
What are you talking about?
I'm not the fool you may think I am. I don't believe for one moment that that dog saved your life.
What are you saying? I'm here, aren't I?
Coach Fox, before I have you shown to the door, would you at least do me the courtesy of telling me the truth?
Mrs. Risendell, I am telling you the truth.
Coach Fox.
All right. Oh, man. I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but I guess I have no choice. Dog, not King. His name is Quincy. I bought him this afternoon at the pound. Oh, Mrs. Risendell, I've just had a horrible day. See, when I went home to get King this afternoon, I found that he'd passed on.
King died this afternoon?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself. I mean, here was something that had finally forged a link between you and me, and it croaked. Numbed with grief, I buried King down by the lake, and I brought Quincy here in a vain attempt to sustain, well, your faith in me.
Coach Fox, is this a true story, or is this another one of your fabrications?
I can show you the grave if you'd like to see it.
Fine, let's go.
Huh?
Let's go to his grave. Let's go right now.
Oh, come on, Mr. Risendell. It's getting dark, and besides, the lake tide's coming in.
Oh, Coach Fox, for God's sake, give it up.
Is something wrong, Pamela?
Yes, Benjamin, something's very wrong. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask Coach Fox to leave.
Oh, God, what happened?
Well, nothing, Luth. Mrs. Risendell doesn't believe that King saved my life.
Oh, yeah. King, he did save his life. He saved my life, too. And that's not all he saved. I mean, last spring there was a huge flood, and the houses were floating by, and he jumped in these raging waters, and he pulled out this whole schoolhouse full of children and took them to shore. And then there were, like, all kind of accommodations.
Luther,
it was in the newspaper.
Luther,
what?
I told Mrs. Risendell that this dog was King.
Huh?
I told her the truth.
Well, good.
The King died this afternoon.
Huh? King's dead? Who's this?
This is Quincy. No, Now, why don't you take Quincy outside, and I'll meet you out there.
Good. I got to sort things out anyway. I got to plan the funeral and...
What is going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. Coach Fox wants money for an athletic center, and he'll stop at nothing to get it.
Because I am entitled to it. Your late husband Earl wanted me to have it, and if the paramedics had gotten here sooner, he would have told you that.
Oh, for God's sake, Pamela, give him the money.
What?
Well, if your husband promised this man an athletic center, he should have it.
I'll be damned if I'll give this man money. I can't stand football, and I won't abide liars.
Come on now, Pamela, the money doesn't mean a damn thing to you, and I'm sure it means a great deal more to the college. Besides, it's what Earl wanted.
Earl was a boy who never grew up. He would have given all his money to frivolous things like football if I hadn't stopped him.
Pamela, Earl loved that football team more than anything on this earth, except for you.
He's right. It was you, football, and cheesecake in that order.
I know how you disapproved of the sport, but I also know how much you loved Earl. And this is what he wanted, Pamela.
Oh, very well.
You're going to give me the money?
It's worth money to get you out of my life.
Yes, there's no, I don't know how I can ever express my gratitude.
When I hand you this check, you can leave.
Hey, if that says thank you, I'm out of here.
Goodbye, Coach Fox.
Oh, boy, this is the happiest day of my life.
Hayden, I got great news.
So do I. Luther, I got the check, I got the check, I got the check.
Oh, that's great. Wait till you hear this. Quincy can move. Yeah, well, he just jumped out of the wagon, and he saw this big shaggy dog, and he ran into
big
this...
Big shaggy dog?
Yeah. And he's back there, and they, you know, he saw, and they got, you know, they're like, you know...
Oh, God!
What's the problem? That is a prize-winning Afghan out there. This woman has waited an entire year for her to come into season, and you have ruined it!
Me? I just stand in here and get my check! What...
What are you doing?
I'm doing to you what your Basset Hound is doing to my Lady Caroline.
I can't believe this. I'm going to lose my athletic center just because two dogs are having a beautiful moment.
I told you he had a lot of love to give.